You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Doctor, come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Hello, welcome to Groove on the Wireless show 270. 1 hour of good music, an oasis of calm in the chaos for 1 week. For 1 hour of this week, whatever else might be going on. We're starting the show with a song from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I could never have described myself as a fan, but I am definitely smitten with this album. But it's intense. It's called Ghosteen, and it's essentially an album that deals with grief following the death of his son, Arthur, 4 years ago. What this song in particular does in its pared back simplicity, which is like the entire album, describes the feeling of going through pain with somebody, with your loved one, of being there. In times when words fail, you've just got to show up and continue to show up. And this is a song about waiting for that other person to show up. I know listeners of this show go through these tough times, and if that's the case for you right now, these shows are always, and you should always see them as, this oasis of good music to plug into your head to give yourself a break from the chassis of the world, as they said in Sean O'Casey. The world is in a state of chassis.
Through the chapel, oh, the calendars are turning. A Jesus freak on the street says he is returning. Well, sometimes a little bit of faith can go a long, long way. Your soul is my anchor, never asked to be freed. Oh, sleep now, take as long as you need. 'Cause I'm just waiting for you, waiting for you.
To return.
Oh, isn't that just beautiful? That's Christian Loeffler with Pale View or Pale Skin. Actually, I think it's Pale Skin. Before that, we had Prinz Thomas from his album 3, which is 3 digits, 1, 2, 3. And Arabesque, I think, dub. And we started it all off with Nick Cave off his most recent album, Ghosteen and Waiting For You. And I think a lot of the waiting is about waiting for somebody to come back to themselves. And I think that's a lot of what we do when we're going through tough times, hard times. So we're going to go on with something from, the strange story of a group of shipment of electronic and musical instruments getting washed up in Cape Verde led to this album being created. And this is definitely from that. And I knew I had it and I'd forgotten about it. And then I recently came back to it. So that's what's going to start this next set here on Radioactive International with me, Dr. Groove. We'll be right back.
heart, he's swollen with memories. He writes to me.
He's so old and with Let yourself go. jasmine, I saw you creeping. Hotel garage must have been touching close to 94. Oh, but I'm always crashing in the same car. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to the studio. That was a list of music which I'm about to explain to you now what they were as soon as I can remember. Well, I know that was Africans with Mainframes with Visions, well, Vibrations from the Serengeti 2. Before that we had David Bowie, Always Crashing in the Same Car from the amazing Low album Low. Daft Punk with Quo Vadis. Before that, Depeche Mode, Free State, Clark Remix. Before that, the inimitable and the great Lisa O'Neill, who I've only seen once live, and it was in a field just outside Drogheda on the road to Termefecum, and it was lashing rain. And maybe it was suitable, but at the same time, I think I'd like to see her in more comfortable surrounds. Yeah, I had to re-record that bit because music started playing, which wasn't exactly ideal when I tried tell you what had happened. We started it all off with Pedrino with Odio Sem Valor from an album which happened because a bunch, well, this is the story anyway, a bunch of synthesizers and musical instruments washed up after a storm on Cape Verde. I like the story, so we're going to stick with the story. How true that is anyone's guess. Okay, so for the last part of the show, I'm going to play some beautiful music from Tony Allen. So it's kind of the Afrobeat side of things. And I'm going to finish with a song that I heard. I was working this out. So when did I hear it first? I heard it when I was a mere lad of maybe 11, I think. And I think somewhere in this sound, when it struck me, I had an idea that it was important and I kind of forgot about it and I went back and I'm just thinking this really was a tune that was a precursor to dance music, where pop was moving into that sphere of dance, because when you think about it, it was 1979 and yeah. That's a long time ago. So I think it's kind of like an important song. And I can remember I think I heard it on headphones. I was used to listen to Larry Gogan, the top 40, religiously. And it always actually was on a Sunday, so it coincided with that. So I think I heard it on that and maybe on a Walkman. If a Walkman was around in 79, I'm not sure. It's hard to know. There's a lot of bits that fall out of my memory. You've been listening to Dr. Groove on Groove on the Wireless, show 270. We'll do it all again next week. In the meantime, look after yourselves and come back to me. Thank you.
Dig it in the fast lane. Listen. It's all